If you're going to break into somebody's house that you like, I mean, I'm thinking it's more of like a obsession with Kim Kardashian than I was going in there to, you know, steal anything. So if you were going to go break into somebody's house, somebody broke into your house, didn't steal a thing, just ransacked it. Sounds personal to
and
me.
Then pooped in my closet, yeah, on carpeting. Yeah, it does sound personal.
I mean, is there a section of your closet that is hardwood? I mean, how big is your closet? It has multiple floorings in it that they could have chosen to poop on the easy cleanup part of the closet, but they chose to poop on the carpeting.
I had a foyer in there that was that tied into the bedroom that was wood. And then carpeted the rest of it. No, I don't know. No, I don't know why I said in carpet. Everybody has carpeting in their closet, I suppose. Yeah.
Question for you, though, as far as like intimates, that if you're going to go in and you're going to like grab something and maybe they don't notice it right away, like maybe you grab a bath towel. Because then you know they used it, and they used it naked.
Mm. And it's still
over. And you know it's used because it just has that not folded and just freshly hung up look. So it's like it's been used, but it's hung up.
And it's
up.
A little damp? A little bit.
Oh, if it's a little damp, even better. But if it's hanging up on a hook, or it's not all straight, but like went right back over, or it's over the rail, the rod, or the whatever, the glass door, Heidi, whatever you got going on out there.
I have no glass doors in my shower.
I have a foyer in my shower. It's just a foot soak. And then I get in.
Oh, like a public pool.
It's like a public pool where I walk through a foot soak, then I get in and I'm pelted with like 15 shower heads from all sides.
Oh, nice. Oh, I would love that.
But the only
Can
place it misses is the sometime? Right side of my sack.
Where it's so rashy.
You
really
itchy.
Have to listen to the whole show.
Always really itchy. I'm blaming my phone. I got to move these shower
soap
heads.
Out. Yeah, you're not getting all the soap off. It's causing irritation.
Self-wash. I don't rub down. But in all seriousness, how many times do you use a bath towel?
Oh, before you rotate it?
Write down your answers before you start blurting them out, because I don't want others to lead, like think that they're weird or there is some norm to this. You think yours is normal, whatever your usage of a bath towel might be. Because they did ask people, about 24,000 people. So it's a pretty good sampling. That's a bigger sample than they asked for people who listen to radio. About bath towels. That's how much we care about bath towels, not radio. So I do have the number one answer.
Okay.
And number two and four. Three I never got. No. I have that one too. Usage of the bath towel. Asking the serious questions on this show. How many times do you typically use a bath towel before washing it? All right. How do you reveal?
All right.
Open your towel.
Okay, you ready for me to open my towel?
Open your towel. Twice. Oh, yes. All right. What do you got, Johnny?
I said three times.
Three times. A lady.
Usually about a week. A whole week.
You got 5 days or 7 days?
5 days.
5 days.
Yeah. Somewhere in the middle of the week.
Two, three, four, five. What you got, email?
I also said about a week.
5 days on a towel? All right.
Okay, but are we talking... See, now we got to get into the nitty-gritty literally here. Because I do the...
How dirty do you get? I mean, come on.
Towel dry the hair, right? Then I towel dry the hair. Then I kind of shake the towel a little bit. Then I'll kind of pat my body dry. But I don't get up in... To dry the cheeks.
You just leave those.
I kind of let
moist,
myself air
like
dry
a rainforest.
Air dry, but if I'm, but then if I
that seems
to,
that's where mushrooms would grow.
Because if I worked out in the field with the horse and I was dirty, and then I'm really gonna get in there zestfully clean and in between.
Like you got some greenhouse gases.
Then
developing
I would. That's a one timer.
You don't get under your boobs.
Yeah, I'll dry.
That's what I'm saying. So you get in the crevies.
Not the b-hole crevy, though.
You just leave it all just wet.
I get on all fours and I do cat cow and I get it. I let it dry underneath the ceiling fan. Is this too much information?
Too much time on your hands. We've learned there.
You got time to air dry?
Hell, I know why you're showering. You probably shower once a week.
I don't want to offend the horses.
Don't want to offend the horses. I guess you'd be on a farm now. But in La Quinta, you were in a hot environment, so you went outside, you had to sweat. So you did have to actually take showers.
I do kind of twerk it to let that area dry.
Yeah.
I
twerk?
I kind of spread my legs a little bit, and then I give it a little
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like wind.
Oh,
shit.
But the wind hit it a little bit.
No. Twerk. My dad taught me the right way to do it. You take the towel, you go, you flip between your legs like you're on a horse, and you go
back and forth.
You're going to give yourself a... That's where your rash and chafing's coming from. You're too rough on yourself.
No, because I'm getting a good dry going on. He was like saying, you don't want to leave it wet or you're going to have like nastiness. So, yeah, he's like, get between them legs. You mean your little kid?
How you doing? Yeah. How you doing?
Ride the pony.
Actually, the camera makes it look like I'm doing something horrible.
Zestfully clean.
Yeah, before it was just...
He's toweling off.
He's drying his junk. Doesn't look like he's drying his junk.
He doesn't want to chafe.
Looks like he's beating the hell out of it.
That's why you stay a little damp and then you put the talcum powder on.
But if you're damp and you put on talc, don't you make paste?
This is what I always thought, but that's not the case. I always thought that too. Talcum powder never made any sense because, like, well, when you're sweaty, it helps to soak up the sweat, but then don't you just have dough balls in your pants? Mm-hmm. I don't use talcum powder. I don't know, but I know that people do.
Then how do you know what you're talking about then? You don't even use it. So, like, don't you want to use a little talcum powder?
My mom always had talcum powder in some sort of bath powder.
I don't think they use that anymore because that's probably what gave my mom cervical cancer and made her die.
Cancer.
That old baby powder or whatever was like, you know, puffing it on the old wet area.
But there's the Gold Bond powder, medicated powder and all that. I see the commercials. I don't understand it, but people use it. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Angie Everard's on the edge of her seat going, I got to get in on this dough ball, this dough ball in the butt crack conversation.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe she's driving
there.
Home.
She's still in there. She leave.
I can't even. I don't even know if I have an answer for
you. I hope she's still there. All right. The number one answer for how many times you use a bath towel before washing it was...
Drum roll, please.
Oh. All right. Heidi said two. Johnny said three.
Yep.
Number one answer was two or three.
Hey, look at us, Johnny. Right.
40% of the people agreed about the two or three. And then it gets weird.
Oh,
so anybody who didn't say two or three, weirdos.
Yes. Weirdos.
All right, so who's the second most popular?
I would say four.
Well, yeah.
Well, no. Like,
am I smart or what?
Wow, look at you.
Not just a pretty face, Frank. Not just a pretty face.
Since two and three are off the board, I'll say four.
Wait, but what about one?
Don't you?
Oh, one. See, it could have been one.
What are you at a hotel?
Damn, killing the planet.
Average, 2 to 3.
How much water do you think we got for the
This is why we're in a drought. You
save it for the data center, dude.
Emo's parents had to get off a boat because there's no water.
Yeah, you're washing your towel so often.
Try carrying a cruise ship. It's a bitch. Yeah, the most popular number two answer, 20% of the vote. Said after four or five uses, so you guys are still in the range of being normal, fours and fives.
Right. We'll do the smell test.
Oh, so if it's a little stanky. Yeah.
If it starts to smell sour.
Yeah, or if it stops being dry.
Yeah.
That's usually moist. Yeah.
It just lives moist?
Yeah.
Why am I even going to dry myself?
It's creating its own atmosphere. Now, following that, so we're at 60% total now. So either use it 2, 3, 4, or 5 times. 60%. That means there's 40% who do other stuff. If you're part of the other stuff, you know, meaning once or you're above 5, call us up. I want to know what the thought process is there, or if you've ever even thought about it. Or it's just maybe you learned that. Maybe it's like, you know, when you start using toothpaste as a kid, that's your toothpaste for life. You never really go off brand. It's like, and then when you do, it just feels like, this is not right.
That you're cheating on Crest. I know.
Your mouth is just like, no, this is not doing it.
Can I ask you a question? I really don't know. And perhaps it's a dumb question, but who cares, right?
I can move on.
No, please.
I thought you meant about the towels.
Yeah. I have to ask this question.
It wouldn't be the first, second, or third time today.
That is true. I have a lot of points, and I'm proud
of those
points, Johnny.
Trying to win dummy of the day.
I'm asking questions. I'm being curious.
Points for dumbass of the day.
What is it when there's a towel hanging somewhere, and it's crusty? What is the hard, you know, the hard towel? Like, what is that? Why would that be a hard towel?
I
want to
know where
towel?
You found the towel.
Well, when I was a kid.
Washcloth.
That's because you had an older brother.
No.
Yeah, he's crusting his towels. Yeah, and you were, and you were feeling it. Did you guys?
Well, because we had had the communal towel.
Okay, so I was going to ask. It's like you had communal towel.
Yeah.
In the bathroom. Dad, we had communal wash rag. The rag stayed in the shower, and everybody used the same rag, but not the same towel. We're not savage.
Like, it would be like hard. I just thought maybe all the soap didn't come out of it, and then you just lay it over.
No, you had to dry off with. Explains why your skin's so nice.
Right? I mean, my God. Sometimes I call him and I just have him send me a towel. Yeah. When I'm feeling
Darren,
old.
I'm feeling
hey,
a
real
wrinkly.
Quick, real quick. If I send you a self-addressed stamped padded envelope, can you mail me? But use it for 7 days first and then send it.
Oh, God.
I really have some wrinkles I need to get rid of.
All right. Candace is a user of the towel 4 times before she washes it. Candace, why is 4 the magic number for you?
4 is the magic number because as kids, if we, you know, were going through towels every second time, it would piss my mom off because of the laundry. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it does all come from childhood. Yeah, it comes from
childhood. One of those things that you're like, well, when I'm older, I'll show her. I'll use a different towel every day, and then it's like, well, you got to do laundry now. Kind of F yourself.
Yeah. Now I'm doing the laundry, and now my husband irritates me if he doesn't use his towel for 4 days.
Okay, right. So what was his number before you told him 4 was the limit?
I'd say he would probably like to be a 2 guy.
A 2 guy,
and you're like, no, we're not.
And you
doing
just did
that.
Laundry, and you hung him up all nice, and he goes and takes a shower and grabs a freshie when he's only used that towel 2 times. The other one.
Yep, and he loves to grab my towel too and throw it down on the floor to walk on, which makes me insane as well.
Oh. And then does he hang it back up?
Shower mat.
So does he hang your towel back up? And do you use floor towel if it was a 3-time towel? Do you use floor towel for 4th time?
No.
Okay.
Floor towels are no go. That's why it irritates me.
All right. Once it hits the floor, it is definitely a hamper.
Ugh. Yeah, off limits.
All right. Let me give you a prize. Do you want something?
So of course.
So you can go to a hotel and order more towels. Oh, yeah.
As many as you want.
Look at me, Mom. Look at me, Mommy. All right. Actually, I am going to send you someplace where you can stay overnight in a hotel. I'm going to send you to see Billy Idol in Vegas.
Nice.
Whoa. Yeah, 2 tickets to see Billy Idol Hot in the City on August 28th. Can you go August 28th?
You know what? I love you so much for giving me that, but I cannot go August 28th.
Got to do laundry?
I got to do laundry, yes. The whole household's laundry,
damn
exactly.
Husband.
All right, let me give you something else you could possibly go to. How about this Friday? You got plans?
This Friday, nope.
All right, then I'll give you tickets to go see Toto, Christopher Cross, and the Romantics down there at the F&M Bank Amphitheater at Long Beach.
Yes, that's amazing.
There you go. Yeah. Be sure to tell your husband how you won.
I will.
And then flip him in the ass with a wet towel.
I certainly will.
Stand hold, Candace. All right, so now we're getting to the freak jobs. 60% are either 2, 3, 4, or 5 on the towel usage. Um, 10% of people won't wash their towel until 5 or 6. So there's a little overlap on the 5 being weirdo. 5 or 6. I think Renee, when he said a week and I said 5, 7 days, he went with the low number. I think you're more of a 7-day guy, right?
Me?
I mean, did you lie? Did you go 5? Because I go... A week, 5 or 7, and then you went 5.
Depends on how lazy I am that week, I think.
Mm. He's definitely a...
You know what I mean?
He's definitely a 7.
I have gone 7 before.
What about your lovely bride? Does she make me think you're gross?
Yeah. I mean, she's usually the regulator.
She reminds you to change it, or else sometimes. You just use it indefinitely until it just turns into nothing?
Until nothing, yeah.
Oh.
So they're drying off with a cobweb. I haven't washed that thing ever. All right.
Ooh.
10% of people won't wash their towels until 5 or 6. 10% won't throw it in that washer until 7 or more times. All right, let's get Angie Everhart in here. Supermodel, actress, author, health expert. Let's get in there. Oh, there she is. Angie. Hey. There you go. Have a seat right there.
You guys really run out of puppies.
You know what? Totally. I'm like, I burned.
I was like, you guys got to get me in there because.
I burned everything. I was like.
You're talking about
bottom of the barrel.
Cows for an hour on the radio. What the?
We talked about pie for 25 minutes the other day. So.
You were?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have a stomach ache?
I do. Well, unfortunately, I'm so sorry, but I wasn't canceling on you.
I have some wonderful Daily Defense coffee. You should try it. I hear it's Daily Defense. This is your coffee.
Do you want, can I?
You got to put your headphones on. I know you have wonderful hair.
Oh, I don't care.
All right, because that's how you're going to hear Heidi. Heidi's doing the show
Hi,
from Heidi. Oregon.
Hi, Angie. Long time no see.
It has been a long time.
Hey, Heidi, if you have a crusty towel, do not touch it.
I'm not. No, this is what, Angie, this is what I learned. I don't live with a guy. I'm a lesbian who lives with a woman. We don't have crusty towels.
Even in a restaurant, anything you see a crusty towel, don't touch it.
That's not
if it's crusty, I would say don't even wash it. I'd say throw it away.
I wouldn't
throw
even it touch it. I'd be like.
Yeah. You just kick it out the door. Yeah. Let the dog play with it.
Even the dog doesn't want to.
All right, since we're talking about towel use, Angie, like how many times?
How many times?
You know, I use a towel. If I put it on the rack, I'll use it a second time. If I otherwise, it's
just
two times.
Two times then. But yeah, do you do your own laundry?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Well, but see, with women too.
Are you all surprised that I do my own laundry?
I'm surprised.
Well, you're very
laundry,
famous and you're super
laundry
model,
boy.
So.
Yeah. You slap your hands together and a laundry boy pops
but
out.
But see, the thing with women too, and Angie has the long hair,
snap.
That a lot of times we have a different towel for our hair.
I
so
do.
I have two towels. Your hair up
I use
towel.
Two towels every time I come out of the shower.
Do you do that that movie towel usage where you wrap your hair in the towel and then you have the towel here and then you get in there and start doing your face or whatever?
I put a robe on. I don't do my makeup. I put a robe on.
Oh. You know what? I never really got into the robe thing. Ever.
Either.
I mean, something is a gift you get and it's like, oh, thanks. And then.
But it's got to be a light robe and it's got to be real
not
soft
one of those thick
cotton.
Terry cloth.
No.
No.
No, those itch after you.
Not those Beverly Hills.
So, you guys, how about the Greg Wilson? I'm going to change the topic.
Oh, yeah.
No, please. You guys talk about towels way too long.
I love it.
I haven't got to the best part of it yet.
Greg called me and he told me that he was on the show.
He was.
And he's, you know, I love him so much because I met you guys through Greg Wilson. We were at Toad Hop Network with you guys.
I
loved being there. I loved doing that show with him because, you know, we weren't talking about towels.
It was all intellectual.
No, it wasn't. Not with Greg.
Highbrow stuff with Greg.
Not with Greg.
Oh,
not with Greg. Greg had me laughing. But.
It was a show Hot and Heavy.
Yes.
And obviously you were hot and he was heavy. But yeah, we had Greg in and he's fantastic. He's super hilarious. What a storyteller that guy is.
Oh, yeah.
And when you guys did your show, like it's been, how long? 12, 14
years?
Yeah,
about that.
14 years. Because that was at the Lovitz Theater where you guys would go up and do the show and it'd be live. I mean, much like we're doing now. But you got to take your headphones off?
I did. My hair was going in my eyeballs and I couldn't see. So.
But the best show they ever did, Greg brought up towels. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to use that. If I ever see Angie again, I'm bringing it back up.
So you got your bath towel, your hand towel, your tea towel. We got kitchen towels. Yeah. We're not going to let it go, Angie.
Greg,
you know
actually, I mean, you can go many ranges on towels as far as like you. Do you live alone? Are you married?
I'm not kids? Married. I have a son. Yeah,
you have a son?
My son lives with me.
And do you have rules on his towel usage?
He brings them. He's a teenage boy, okay?
Angie.
That's how she's an expert on the old
crust. Yeah, you just don't want to touch the towels.
She takes kitchen tongs and goes, okay, I'll put this in the.
No, I tell him, I'm like, you bring your towels down and put them in the washer.
just throw them away. Just trash.
You know, I've seen a few crusty towels.
I ruined many a tube sock for my mother. The old accordions, right?
Poor moms with the teenage boys. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, the first time like you experienced that part of the motherhood of a son. I mean, when was that for you?
I actually walked in on him once. Which was so mortifying for both of us.
You're not a knocking mom. You're just a walk-in mom.
Well, I hadn't been until now. I don't.
Yeah. Lesson learned.
I knock now.
Well, I was in a family where the kids didn't have locks on their doors.
No.
Yeah.
No. It, you know, and he and I are, you know, buds. We love. He's just the coolest kid. But I walked in and I walked right back out. It was. I felt so bad for him because, you know.
Was he like? Yeah. Covers and like mom, like
so. Yeah, no, he was under the covers. I was okay, not like
thank
I,
you, Jesus.
Not like I didn't see the whole.
Yeah, he was. Oh, yeah, he was.
Poor kid. Kane is gonna be like, shut. Mom, I can't believe you're talking about this on the radio.
sorry.
I hope he never hears this.
We'll send it to him. No worries. He'll definitely hear it.
It's gonna be tough to be the son of a supermodel, though. Like, right. His friends come over, and they just...
Your mom is so hot, dude.
You know, it started off, he was like, how do they know you, Mom?
Oh, no.
Like, that guy knows you. Uh-huh. I'm like, no, he really doesn't. And so, I mean, we just kind of play it down as much as possible.
Okay.
Do you have a pool?
No.
You know, I was just I can just see the scene. Here comes Angie walking by the pool.
Just teenage son and all of his friends. Mm-hmm. Put some clothes on, Mom. Brian's coming over.
Yeah, let's sleep at Brian's house.
No, I do things like take the boys fishing. I just took them on a fishing trip.
Oh, so. Really? Oh, where'd you go?
We went out at Marina Del Rey, and these kids love to fish, so I took them out, and we went the whole day, and went on a fishing trip and caught fish. I caught a barracuda.
You did?
Wow. I did.
Damn.
Yeah, good fight, but you don't want to eat them.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, you don't eat barracuda.
They had sea bass. They had halibut. Guy caught a huge yellowtail tuna.
And you were able to, like, they flay it out for you. And then you went home and ate it fresh. Yeah. Isn't that just the best? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And a fishing
like
trip.
Sushi is this right something, there that you caught. Wow.
Is this something that you do, like every year you take your boy fishing? And so it's like a nostalgia
thing? He goes all
the
time. Oh, he's a big fisherman. He loves to go fishing. So sometimes I'll just drop him off with his buddies and they'll go out.
Because they say that, like, when the summer vacation just ended for a lot of kids for, you know, going back to school.
Yep. And too soon. Summer passed really fast.
Is it better to go to a different place every, you know, summer for vacation? Or is it better, like, for nostalgia reasons to have that one place that you and the family always go, like the same campground, the same beach, whatever, so you have those memories, you know, throughout the years? What's a better choice if you had to choose?
We used to, as my family, because I grew up with four brothers, and we'd always go to to Myrtle Beach. Oh, so yeah. We went to Myrtle Beach all the time. Myrtle Beach.
Where'd you grow up, Angie?
In Ohio.
Okay, so Indiana, we grew up in Indiana, and we would always go to Daytona Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
That was like the trip that you know, you made once a year.
But Myrtle Beach, that was definitely like on the menu.
Yeah.
Because my dad was from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, so we always were in the Carolinas.
Big smoker?
Right. No.
Nobody smoked? You're from Winston-Salem?
His mother was a smoker.
Oh.
His mother was a smoker, but my dad was never a smoker, thank God.
Is that where you were discovered at Myrtle Beach?
No, I was discovered in Ohio.
Really?
Yes, I was at, I did a modeling convention because I was ornery. Mm. And my mom was like, we got to get you doing something. And so I went in and I did this fashion show for the girls modeling convention. And there was a New York modeling agent in there. And they came up to me afterwards, said, do you want to go to New York? And I'm like, right now.
I want to go right out of Ohio. Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 14 at the time when I was discovered, and I went to New York by myself because they said, I know, it's crazy. I can't even, thinking about that now as a mother, because they said we were going to be supervised. Well, I got there, and there was three young girls. I was 15 and two 16-year-olds in this model apartment, and we were going to the limelight. We were doing as much as we could possibly do, and go out and have fun, but
no,
I think
supervision.
About no supervision. There was they said there was going to be somebody staying at the apartment, and there wasn't.
Oh my gosh!
They left on the day that I got there,
so you knew that they said somebody was going to be there and they didn't. So you knew your mom was lied to, but you were lying.
I didn't tell her.
I know, Mom. There's nobody here watching us. You get your ass home.
I didn't tell her.
Yeah, but you.
Angie's on the phone, like, hi, yes, I'm here.
We're fine.
I'm Helen.
We're
I'm their supervisor.
Is that ironically? Did you start smoking then as a young model back in the day? Never did. I thought that was like a young model thing. Like you didn't eat, you just smoked.
Oh, to stay thin, you have a cigarette.
I just can't stand it. Cigarette smokes growth. Cigarettes.
I agree with you there.
So that's a red flag if you like meet a guy. And
I mean,
like,
I can't say that I have never tried it or had. I did a couple pictures with them, but I've never been a big smoker.
And where do you call home now?
Here, I live in Santa Monica.
My gosh. You listen every day? You're surprised about that towel conversation? you know what you were walking into?
No, I do. I listened to you guys, but towels, I was surprised you guys were talking about towels.
You knew what you were walking into.
Do you guys have a towel sponsor or something?
Not yet, but maybe after today, we'll really get something going.
That's one of those things that when you don't skimp on it, you see a major difference when you get a nice towel versus just the towel that your car would be washed with. You know what I mean? Like that wonderful towel. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's nice.
This is amazing.
This is money right here.
One thing I learned about towels recently, I know I'm stuck on them, but you know, when you put it on, you're not supposed to like tuck the towel into the towel, like to like hold it up so you can be hands free. You're supposed to wrap it and then roll it down.
Like
and
that's
when you
how
roll
they do it,
it
in the
down,
movies.
It'll stay much more secure.
Look at you. So that it doesn't fall off and you show your small wiener.
Who wants that? I know. Who wants to see that?
I wonder if that's why I always get the holes right in the corner up there, because I'm kind of like jamming it in. So it starts to
roll out.
It starts to spread the threads.
Yeah,
you guys, if we keep this towel talk up, Angie is going to leave. She's going to leave, and it would be nice if she stayed.
Where are you, Heidi?
I am right now. I'm in Oregon, but I live to get out of La Quinta. I live like in the Palm Springs area, but it's 125 degrees, so I'm in Oregon.
She's what they call snowbird.
Yes.
Spends it up there. The summer's in Oregon. Has her little studio out by a trout pond.
I am right next to a pond. Your son would love it. Come on out.
He would love it. He'd sit there all day and fish.
Yeah. He'd welcome anytime.
You've done many things, and now you're in the Bear Organics coffee business. You sent us a bunch of boxes of the stuff. We've been drinking it for like the past month, I think.
Delicious, yeah.
It is fantastic. You can get these at Sprouts.
Sprouts, and now we're just in. We just got in Walmart.
That little store,
Angie.
Walmart.
So excited! Yeah,
that must have been a hell of a party when you got that deal.
I'm very excited about it. So we're in Sprouts and Walmart now.
Whoa!
With our new.
So it's not just coffee. H-E-B. It has all the other stuff in it, like do good things for you, right?
Yes, it has. It's coffee with superfoods.
With superfoods, it has so ginger root, miyatake. I was sort of close.
That's all right.
I missed it. And lemon peel.
This is good because if you don't get all of your nutrients in with your diet throughout the day, at least you know you're getting it in the morning.
And you start off, and it's, you know, they say coffee is supposed to be bad for you, so at least you can get some good in your coffee.
Mm. Right.
So Bear Organics is coffee with your superfoods.
You know, you got Cardio Care here that has the cacao, cinnamon, turmeric.
And there's another one called Focus. Focus is my favorite. It's our award.
I obviously did not drink that today.
Well, you've been pretty focused.
Maybe I did. I've been focusing on towels too much.
You're like hyper-focusing, like ADHD.
But our boy Jordan over here had a heart attack scare. So for the cardio care.
Yeah, that's actually good for you.
I should get back into it. Actually, coffee was one of those things that I cut out because there wasn't much of a nutritional value to it. But this actually has.
Well, there you go, Jordan.
Jordan, you drink coffee.
Back on the wagon.
You've won.
Thanks, Angie, ever.
Coffee with superfoods.
Angie, what were you always into, like, the health market? Or was it you got to, and I'm just saying, because I get to a certain age and I'm like, now I got to start thinking about all these things to put in my body that make me feel better.
I know something you can put in your body that made you feel better.
Little shot of
like
beer.
Like a margarita.
I don't know what you're... Like, have you always been interested in that, Angie? Like, always...
You know what? I got cancer, and I got thyroid cancer, and so it changed everything. Mm-hmm. Everything about me. So I was eating what I wanted, when I wanted, how I wanted. And when they took my thyroid out, then life changed. And I was actually working with the girl who I partnered with to do this company, and I liked her so much. I was like, you know, I want to come circle back. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to steal you and I'm going to get you. And I did. So when I called her back and I said, look, Renee, I'm ready. I want to do a hairline. That's what I was wanting to do. And she said, but the brands are for sale. And so I ended up buying Bear Organics and a couple other brands, and her and I went into business together and have been rocking it. And she's also a cancer survivor, so all
of
our products.
So a real passion project because of what.
Yes, all of our products are health and wellness, so they're good for you. They're very clean products. So normally coffee is made with like dirty toilet water.
Oh my God, Angie, like, I read that about recently about coffee.
I'm
about
telling you, it's the grossest. If you knew,
I thought that was just on planes.
No, coffee is so dirty, and it's ours so is so clean. And you know, I pride myself on everything that we do is really good for you. Fortunately, I have a stomach ache today, or I would have had my coffee. I think I got that food virus thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I almost didn't
eating lettuce,
have.
Angie. Don't do that.
I was sweating so bad.
You have explosive diarrhea right now?
So hot.
Not right. Not so currently.
But I thought it was explosive. Like, it could be right now. Like, we don't know.
I was sweating this morning, and I'm like, I've already canceled with them once. I am not canceling again. I'm going to show up.
You're and diarrhea sounds like such an excuse. My, like, that's like the ultimate. Like, I'm not going to believe it.
My PR girl looked at me this morning, and she goes, oh, my God, you look like death.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. As like, my publicist, could you maybe pull me up a little bit?
Yeah, maybe she's, change the headline.
She's in the green room going, oh my God. Oh my God.
No, but
no,
you're
you look fantastic. Even looking like death with explosive diarrhea, seriously. You look fantastic.
I feel like I'm my appendix about to burst.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my stomach hurts so bad, but I was not canceling with you guys.
No, if you need to go, I mean.
No, I'm here. Let's finish this. Let's talk.
If you have an accident, I have a towel over here.
Well, if I have to go, I will go. And I will be sure to use your towel,
I will use
Frank.
That towel 3 or 4 times before I
wash it. I will leave it nice and crusty for you.
And he will use it and use it.
I will give that away on the air. You give an Angie Everhart's crusty towel.
I'll even sign it for you.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Oh God, I really hope my son doesn't hear this.
So you're all healthy now, like we said, your thyroid.
You know,
scare.
I went to my endocrinologist actually yesterday, and she told me because I have had thyroid cancer, if you go 10 years and if this particular test that I took yesterday is clear, then I am fully cancer. I'm cured.
Oh, wow.
Cancer.
Cured after 10.
So close to that date?
It's now.
Oh, it's now?
Yeah. So.
Hell yeah.
You're waiting for the test results? Or
I got to wait for the test result, but okay. She was looking at all the numbers, and she's like, there's nothing here. We're going to do one last check.
Disease.
I don't think I have anything, so the hallelujahs.
That's Angie. Great. Yeah, that is going to be such an amazing phone call when she goes, you got the clear, you're all clear, you're
and
cured.
And thyroid cancer, you can actually say you are cured from, so... You know, again, mine was completely taken out.
What symptoms did you have that you went? Was it they found it just in your normal checkups, or
No,
I got something
did you have
going
a lump?
On.
No, I actually had shoulder pain. Believe it or not, it was a pain transference, and I couldn't sleep. It was like my guardian angel was hitting my shoulder, saying, "You need to check something. Something's wrong." And it was so bad that. I went in for an MRI on my shoulder, and they said, well, we don't see anything in your shoulder, but you have a black mass in your throat. And I was like, dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
and I knew immediately. And then I never had a shoulder pain after that. So I think my subconscious was, you know, your brain tries to tell you what's going on in your body without you.
Yeah, it's one of those things that maybe like certain body parts.
Your body computer.
Like if it's your shoulder, you're like, I gotta get this checked out. But if it's like something... Like in your neck or like in your abdomen, you might think, I don't want to go get that checked out. Like the fear of finding out what's going on, you might not get it checked. But like, I'll go get my shoulder looked at, which led to the thyroid. Wow.
Thank God. I was stage one, so I was lucky. But, you know, it led to all of what I'm doing now. So all of everything that we're doing is
happened for a reason.
Clean and clean living. And
Living without a thyroid,
that's awful.
Medication?
It is?
It's awful.
Because a lot of people know what the hell a thyroid even does.
It regulates your entire body.
Okay.
It regulates all of your organs. It is what controls everything. And you can, believe it or not, you can live without it. If somebody's out there and they have thyroid cancer and it's stage one and it's only in one side, do not cut the whole thing out. It's a slow-growing cancer. You could still live with one side. Yeah, the doctor yesterday, she told me, she said it's kind of sad that at the time that you had it, it was just coming up. Thyroid cancer was not common because of cell phones, I believe. I don't know.
Oh wow. Oh my God, we talked about that earlier. Oh, wow.
You know, so thyroid cancer was not common until, you know, when I first got it. And I was one of the first patients that was running through with this cancer. And he said, it's very slow growing. But he took the whole thyroid, which changed my life dramatically.
I guess in a lack of similar but different way. It's like with the male prostate cancer, where it's like the treatment was take the whole thing out and change your life dramatically. Or now it's like there's other treatments and you don't have to take it all out.
But you don't have to take the prostate well. Out now. Depending,
a lot of people get it and don't die from that. Look at Heidi just had a little cancer removed from her nose.
I know. We're here.
You still got the stitch?
I go today to get it.
Good.
It's one stitch. You take it out now.
It doesn't matter.
They want to look at it. They want to make sure it all looks like it's healing fine. I think it is.
Are you good at going to the doctor? I mean, like Heidi is like very on top of like anything, any signs.
Women have a lot of different plumbing, a lot of parts, a lot of things that have to be looked at. We're not just a one guy can do it all.
I was talking about I had like my right side of my scrotum's itched for a while, and I have not gone to the doctor.
It's your towels.
Is it my towel? I need to wash my towel more. See, that's why I was talking about it.
That's your guardian.
Tapping me on my right side of my testicles going, you need to get something checked.
Oh my God, that's funny. You know, if your body's telling you something, listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you get to a certain age, your body tells you, if something's happening to you, just listen to your body.
Guys are terrible. Women are better about going to appointments and going to the doctor. Guys are just like, oh, bye.
I mean, I've said for a long time, like, ignorance is health, which is stupid.
It's not
true. But it's like, if I don't know what I don't know, ain't going to hurt me, but, you know.
Well, there's a thing called Google on the internet. You can pretty much see.
Yeah, but I heard you, like, you start going down that WebMD hole. Like,
you can, but it's
going to
give you, like, the top couple things, and you can kind of rule them out. No.
All right. Could you type in itchy sack on your phone, please?
And I
just wanted to ruin your Google search on my own.
It's probably a yeast infection, Frank.
It's not a yeast infection.
Well, it could be if you stay wet down there and you don't dry it properly.
No, I do dry. I do that whole, you know, the towel between the legs.
Oh,
we talked about this earlier.
I
know, it looks like I'm, but that's my dad. That's how he taught me to do it when I was little. You got to get in there. Get all around that.
Are you drinking beer for breakfast?
Actually, yes.
He gets to drinking beer and all he talks about is towels, Angie. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know what to do.
I was like, I should bring them coffee. They're having coffee, but he's already on. He's having beer.
No, I have coffee too.
Okay.
Coffee and beer. It's my mornings.
Nice.
I'm excited,
Angie,
about
your
products.
Feel well. I know I was saying you're going to come drink beer with us, but there's probably no way you could drink beer with us because you said you had a stomach
right this second. I cannot drink beer with you, but I would love to come back and drink beer with
you're
you.
Always
I'm
always invited.
I can see I'm sweating and I just was not going to cancel because I had canceled, unfortunately, when my dad passed. So
I know, and I was like, I'm so sorry about your father passing.
You know, it's a part of life, and we are all
And it's a horrible club. It's a horrible club.
It is a terrible one.
We've all experienced that.
But thank you guys for being very understanding about that, because
hot chicks can do whatever they want. sorry, Heidi.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Yeah, we made Johnny. We made, I have to show up
Heidi's
here every day,
passed
Angie.
Away, we made her show up and do the show before she went to the funeral.
Well, too bad.
But
so what?
But you,
whatever you want.
It's all good. Whatever you want.
All right. Well, I'll come back and I'll drink beer with you guys. So go to BearOrganics.com. You can get our coffees.
BearOrganics.com. Get the coffee. If you do happen to shop at Sprouts, look for it.
And Walmart.
Then it's going to be in Walmart. So look
it's in Walmart. It's on the shelf.
It's there?
That's
all right.
Huge.
Look for
on
it. Walmart. Longtime friend of the show. I got to get Greg back in here, too.
We do.
Greg was so
get
much fun.
Greg and I to come back.
Yeah,
together.
How about
ooh, that'd be fun.
Let's do Greg and Angie for Till the Beer's Gone. Yeah, have like them on there. That'll be a little nice reunion.
Go home and take a nap.
We can talk
Angie.
About whatever there.
Yeah.
It's uncensored.
Open season over on crack.
Just well, like you can tell days. I'm shy, so.
She's such a delicate flower.
You are a dear. Love you. Thank you so much for coming in. Right now, we are going to go over to the crack house. We're going to be there at 11 a.m. drinking some beers until the beer's gone. So check it out, mycrack.com, mykrak.com. The Christian Hand Show. Right after that, Man vs. Radio. But right now, we do have to apologize to those we have offended today and then get the hell out of here.
All right, Dinty Moore Stew, The Moon, Delivery Drivers, and Brock Lesnar.
Campbell's Chunky Soup, Middle Children, Autistic Kids, and the Infantry.
Rodney from Dallas, Ariana Grande, 7-Up, and Bushy Cops.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo, Valedictorians, Snuggle Bear, and Sperm Eyes. Sperm Eyes.
Things we talk about. Hillary Swank, Greta Van Fleet, Sky Chef, and, well, towels.
Yeah, sorry I didn't get to finish my story. Margot Robbie, Kim Kardashian, Greg Wilson, and Andrew Everhart. You really have to listen to the whole show. Thank you, Angie.
Have a good one.
We're out of here, Frank. Eyes without a face.
95.5 KLOS and Stu here with this.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.